Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to Ozzie Guillen, and we should tell you the winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos. With locations in New Buffalo and South Bend, Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And Ozzie joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Ozzie, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing pretty good.
I mean, listen, they played a really good team. And that Arizona team, I understand why they're not willing to admit that they're not going to win the division. They probably won't make the playoffs, but that's a good team. And they are not in the trade market at this point.
Well, look at the team. Three guys got hurt in one night. Yep. But the pitching staff is very down. Mike Lavulo doing tremendous job trying to put this team together. They have guys with so many talents. It's one thing about this ball club that I like. They can do a lot of stuff. They can play defense. I think yesterday the defense beat the White Sox. You know, a couple of in the right field, Thomas in center field. They do a tremendous job with the game, the line. Pitching, the relievers have been pretty good. But on the top of that, I think they have so many abilities. They can steal bases. They can run. They can play defense. They can hit a lot of home runs. And, you can watch this team one after another. They replace players and they continue to do a good job. This is what we see.
This segment with Ozzie Guillen is brought to you by Ford of Homewood. It's where smart shoppers shop for new Fords. Ozzie, we were having a conversation to depart from the Sox for a second. Pete Crow Armstrong last night for the Cubs caught a ball in center field and thought that it was the third out. It wasn't. So the runner, Alec Burleson, scored from second base while PCA caught the ball at the side, did a little spin, and he ran in, and he didn't realize that it wasn't the third out. If you're Craig Counsell, if you're the manager in that situation, how do you handle that, and how much would you consider benching a player who did that?
Well, that happened a lot. That really, really happened a lot in baseball, at least once a year with somebody do that. It's maybe some distraction, not concentration, but you just got to let it know. Say, hey, remember, it's 2 out. But I might not say much to him because that's, I know what to say, that's part of the game, but that happens so many times. I hope you just learn from there. I know that he's a heads up player, he's a very heads up player. He played the game well. Mistake is a mistake, and it caused a run, but I don't think they're going to make it a big deal about it. They should, because it's happened in the past, and it will happen again.
Yeah, Craig Counsell seemed rather forgiving of it, and I'd be surprised if they benched him over it. Bobby Cox, maybe he'd have benched him over it. How many people do you think would Tony La Russa bench him over it? All the people that you have worked for or with, or under, who would have treated it differently?
Well, I think Bobby. I don't think Tony. Tony was, Tony, a lot of people, Tony was like, wow, he's a general with us in the clubhouse. And Tony was, Tony is managing a lot of veteran players. you know, I mean, a lot of guys deal with. Maybe Tony, you will do something about it. We'll tell you. But I asked him about because he's the one. I did try to teach you a lesson to make sure you don't forget this moment for the rest of your life, for the rest of the long you play in baseball. But like I say, so many things happen right now in baseball. To me, that's one of the, you know, I mean, like the flaw of the game. But it's just this is always in the game. You know, I mean, that happens a lot, or that happens often in different places, like running the bases or missing signs. That's just something different. But make that play. I don't think he should. You know, I mean, I don't think he should. They should let him go over his head and deal with, and hopefully not do it again.
Ozzy, what did you think of the White Sox signing and taking a chance on 32-year-old Noah Syndergaard?
Well, they're going to look for bodies, guys. They have to look for bodies. You know what I mean? Just, we ain't been half of the season yet. I don't know how many games we're playing yet. We might be half of the season. And, they you know, those guys, the innings is piling up in players. And as I told Chuck, I don't know, it's last night. I've been telling Chuck, they might got to go to 6-man rotation with an extra guy in the bullpen because they want to make those players go through a season. But you look at the innings, that's a lot of innings for those kids. They never throw those innings in the past. Smitty just come from injury in the past. You know, I mean, Martin, they have to be very careful about it. I think they're looking for body. I just laughed yesterday. I thought it was funny when I read, you know, Chuck read a quote, what he say. He think he can still throw 100 miles per hour. When I look in the video, it's throw 90. You know, from 90 to 100, you have to take a lot of juice. You have to put a lot of stuff in your body to go to 10 more miles and just like that. I think is you got to go just the third strike. First try help this guy eating, and because they're gonna need. They know from now on you're gonna see a lot of guys go to the White Sox, and you're gonna see not just him. I think they good a few guys. They gotta go buy a sign and go out somewhere and try to bring people to the White Sox because they're gonna need help. Make sure those guys ready for the future, and you know what I mean, Clevinger. Now, a lot of people are going to hate that. But, Clevinger again. You know what I mean? Why Clevinger? But Clevinger throws the ball very well in the minor league. I think I've been familiar with them. They're going to bring him back or not. That's up to him. But if this guy can help them leave in that particular problem they will have later on this season. And he's already with the White Sox. They don't have to make any trade or sign somebody out of the organization or looking for somebody out of the organization. But they have to be aware how those guys are going to handle for less 2.5-3 months we have left.
Yeah, they've got a lot of young pitchers they got to keep an eye on. And I'm wondering if, you know, if you feel like Shane Smith has reached a point where he's going through more difficulty than he had earlier in the year. That's baseball. That's just how things go. But he did not have the changeup working the other day, and he got hammered. And you usually don't see him get hit like that. What was your take on him?
Wow, last two outing, he's been very, very, very bad. Wow, last two outing, he pitched with 6-day rest.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of don't like it. They say it. He got to get used to about that. He got to get used to it. He better be used to quick because that will happen pretty soon. I don't know how soon it will be, but it happened pretty soon with the 6-man rotation. They got to make an adjustment. He say he feel good. He just not command well. You know what I mean? He's not command well. That's why, you know, they've been very, very tough outing for him the last two outings. Hopefully the next outing we will see is going to be a fatigue or he need a couple, you know what I mean, just go out there and get a rest, one, you know, miss an outing and get some rest. But we will see the next outing exactly where he is and exactly what he should do. And, you know, I know for a fact the front office people, they're looking very careful about all those little details because they have to manufacture how to go through this season with and Chris Gates say it, you know, Chris Gates say we are aware where we are, and that's a good thing about it. They're aware of what they are.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking with Ozzie Guillen, of course, and the Ozzie Guillen Foundation is partnering with Rincon Family Services, proudly hosting the second annual golf fundraiser at Cog Hill on July 15th. July 15th, a four-person scramble swing for a brighter future, returning for a cause, partnering with Rincon Family Services. Ozzie, when you look at what they're doing with Grant Taylor, what do you think about his future? Is he going to be the closer that we have talked about, or is he going to be somebody that starts in the bullpen but ends up in the rotation?
Well, I don't know. You know, the funny thing about it, I never see this kid starting, okay? I don't know how it can last, how many innings can go there through the season. You know what I mean? I have to see him wait because in the minor league, he was a starter, okay? But I think if the White Sox was looking for a closer, they have one. I really like it because this kid can go out in the future, just throw one inning 5 days a week and go out and they attack the way it is. This stuff is the closest stuff. Got good breaking ball, very, very good fastball. I think he got the mentality to do it. I hear him talking about it. I cannot say he should be a starter because I never see him start, you know, I mean, every 5 days. That's why I don't know exactly, but from the first day he throw, I think it was in Houston, I saw his stuff and I said, you know, I mean, your White Sox just find a closer and a good one too, because I think mentors wise, this kid is strong enough to handle that situation. He got the stuff, he throws strikes. He can get out of a jam or any difficulty with strikeouts. I think these kids, they have one there. They got to try to figure out if he can start. That's a lot of innings for him, too. And this is a closer, you think, you know, you can navigate to see who's going to be the closer or when you're going to bring in, when you're going to, you know, give him a day, all that stuff. But when you start, every 5 days, you got to go after and make sure you pitch 6-7 innings. And I don't know if he can handle that yet.
Ozzie, every team gets an all-star. I'm not sure the Sox deserve one. I don't want to be mean about it, but, you know, last year, Crochet deserved to be in the all-star game. It didn't matter how bad the season was. I'm just not sure if you can say there is a guy. Who's their all-star?
You're not mean. You're just telling the truth. I don't think anybody should. You know what I mean? I'm working for them. I see them every day. I wish they have 6-7 all-star guys, candidate to go there. For right now, very inconsistency. You know what I mean? I think Smith will be the one. I think depending how Smith throw the next couple out, the next couple start, one start to see they can pick him. I say him because always in the all-star team, you need a pitcher. You know, Tubman, he got a good season, but he played once a month.
Right.
You know, it's always something happened to him. My drop. You know, play the All-Star at the caliber. I don't think he's ready for that. Vargas, I think if you look in the All-Star team, you have to be Smitty or Vargas.
Yeah.
And Vargas just because it has been good for a month and a half, 2 months. But I don't think anybody there should be like, oh my God, this is going to be the guy. Nope. I said Vargas, or Smithing. They was betting for Tuchman. Everybody's excited. I said, yeah. I said, listen, I don't have anything against that kid. But this kid played once a week. You know what I mean? Every week he's hurt. He not deserve to be in the All-Star game.
All right, Oz, we've got to let you go. But before we do, really quickly, you and 670 The Score are going to be at Four Winds in New Buffalo for a pool party, a meet and greet with Ozzy, autographs and photos, July 17th at Four Winds Casino and Resort in New Buffalo, 4:30 to 6 o'clock Chicago time. Will you be doing cannonballs into the pool?
it's a funny thing because I'll be the only one in the pool with jeans. I don't want anybody to see those ugly legs. Okay, you know what? By the way, guys, I love it. I love it there. I've been there 3 times. And we had a good time. Even my wife liked it. My wife don't like to go out that much. And we had a lot of fun there. And I really, really, I'm not a gambling guy. I've gambled that day. My wife did. My kids did. And we really have a great time back then over there.
Great stuff, Ozzy. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Oz.
All right, the best. All right, guys.
Hey, don't forget, tune in to Ozzy's Outlook presented by Four Winds Casino every Wednesday in the 8 a.m. hour during the Mully and Haw Show throughout the 2025 baseball season. Listen for your chance to win a $200 gift card to Four Winds Resort and Casino in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Resort and Casino, your entertainment escape.
Yeah, July 17th, that'll be a fun pool party with Ozzy and the Score crew.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.